Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your world for the hour this day. If you have gotten rain, well, good for you, but there's probably not enough rain, and we are still in our portion of the neck of the woods dealing with drought. Tree Diaper can help us with that in many parts of the country, if not all the parts of the country.
That's correct. Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries.
We've got them in our garden.
Yep. Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water, and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they're by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. This is made in the USA. You can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com.
You want to see how they operate? Go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. Upper right-hand corner, you see the little magnifying glass. Type in Tree Diaper, one word, and the video will pop up, and you can see how they look and operate in our garden. Well, Holly, let's talk about operating in our garden when it comes to people of multiple sizes.
Right. So I just want to talk about this because I myself am not slim and trim. I am a larger bodied human, and I think that it's important to know that people of all sizes and abilities can definitely garden. Sometimes you may have to think about how you can essentially help yourself, but there's a lot of tips or tricks. So,
and people have reached out to you on your Instagram account, which is called
The Fat Gardener,
and asked you how you do certain projects or activities in the garden because of your stature.
Right. And this is one thing I wanted to talk about. And there is no shame in having to maybe make the garden work for you or what have you. So I think the biggest thing is just to think about how you can help yourself. Maybe you're gardening in the ground and you're like, this is very taxing. Maybe that's not for you. So you could look into an alternative way, whether that be raised beds, elevated raised beds, some containers. Those are some really great options, or even straw bale gardens.
Straw bale gardens is another option. And the raised bed gardens, it's twofold. If you do not want to bend down and work in the soil, you can put a raised bed. And two, you're adding good soil to that raised bed, so you're getting the best of both worlds. You don't have to bend down as much, and you're getting better nutrient value for your plants, and the plants are happier and healthier in most situations in most backyards. Not saying your native soil isn't good, but most times when you're bringing in 100% raised bed mix or compost, it's got an edge on the native soil.
And I think another important thing is to think about your center of gravity, and maybe if you're heavier in the middle like I am, my center of gravity, and I'm short, my center of gravity is going to be lower, but I have to consider like squatting for a long time, bending over for a long time, leaning too far. Joy and I were filming the other day, and I was squatting down. I was kind of on an angle. I almost kind of fell forward. I mean, I caught myself, but if I wasn't paying attention, I probably could have fallen forward. So thinking about stuff like that, stretching, I think everybody should stretch every day, but if you maybe have some lower back pain or something, you might want to think about not running out to the garden first thing in the morning, letting your back kind of warm up for the day. Another thing is don't make the beds too wide. Our beds are 4 feet wide, but honestly, like if I was gardening alone, I probably would do 2 or 3 feet across, and that may seem ridiculous, but it does make it a little bit easier to not have to reach so far.
Well, I mean, if you were 6'6", you know, the bed's 4 foot apart, you've already got, you know, you just look at them and you stretch out, you're already across it,
right.
You know, you got shorter arms.
Right, and that's another thing to think about is, like, your height, your arm length, things like that. If you, maybe you're like, okay, well, I do use this bench, but I don't like it. Think about investing into maybe a different gardening bench, something with wheels. I know somebody had contacted me on Instagram, and I had found this gardening bench with wheels, and that was kind of perfect for them to move from side to side.
Was it one that had kind of large rubber wheels and, like, an old tractor seat, and
yeah.
And you kind of, you could scoot along the edge of the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And those are very helpful. That way you don't have to keep getting up and down. You can kind of scoot along, and you can do your weeding or sowing or whatever you need to do, picking, what have you. Another thing is don't be afraid to ask for help. So maybe there is a part of your gardening experience that you're like, this is terrible. I can't handle it.
I like the end result, but I don't like how I get there.
Right. So, and, you know, maybe have like a very candid discussion with your spouse or a neighbor or somebody who can help you, and then offer, you know, to give them some of the harvest or, you know, bake them a pie, whatever you could do to kind of, you know, pay them back, whatever, for their help. But don't be afraid to ask for help. It's definitely worth it rather than hurting yourself or feeling discouraged.
Next one here is, if you don't like the heat, and Holly, you fall into that category. Not all of us were farm kids, and
it's not that I don't like the heat. I don't do well.
You don't do well in the heat. No, right. You would, for all purposes, you would not do well on the farm.
I probably would slap somebody on the farm.
Yeah. You wouldn't be good. You wouldn't be a good gate girl because you couldn't get the. I don't think you'd get the gate closed quick enough when you're moving, separating cows.
It's a good thing I'm not a gate girl.
Yeah, that's good. There's people listening going, see, honey, you can't do the gate right. Somebody else knows what's going on. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. But the thing is I don't do well in the heat, and Joey knows this. So if we actually, like, So recently, it was very hot. We opted to work in the garden on Friday evening versus the following Saturday because of the heat. So keep that in mind. Think about, like, maybe if the heat of the day comes around 2 or 3 o'clock, think about working in the garden in the evening or in the morning when it's not so hot.
All right. Use mulch to help with your weeding. We talk about this not just about in this topic, but in general, the more the fewer weeds you have, the better off your garden's going to be, the less time you have to spend weeding it, and the more healthy, in some instances, your garden will be because the weeds will not be competing with the plants in which you're trying to grow. However, there are some times when, and we've experienced this, when we've had a prolonged heat, weeks, mm-hmm. where we didn't weed because if we would have weeded, we would have lifted the roots up, exposed what moisture was in the soil, that would have dried out, and those weeds in some degree was shading the soil out and keeping it cooler, even though it was absorbing some of the nutrients in that soil that we wanted our plants to take up. So it was kind of a little balance there between weeding or leaving there and keeping the soil cool because of the weeds that were coming up.
Right. So with that being said, you also want to think about irrigation when you're watering. So maybe
Dripworks.com, tree diaper, quick snap, multiple different things in which you can use in order to water your garden.
Right. So maybe you don't like pulling the hoses
water
out.
Hoop.
Right. Maybe you don't like pulling the hoses out. It's maybe, especially when it's hot out, it's not it's
because
not
fun if you pull
you.
The hoses out, somebody wants you to put them back away.
Right. So maybe think about investing in irrigation.
Let's talk about that for a minute. That is what, and the only reason why our garden has survived last year and so far this year is because of the irrigation and the investment that we put into it. We got it on a timer, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m., 20 minutes drip. It goes right to the root system. And the plants love it.
Right. So another thing I really want to mention and talk about is wearing proper clothing and footwear. Now, maybe you were raised to think that you can't show your arms because they're not, you know, model pretty or something like that.
Who's looking?
First of all, who's looking? Second of all, it's 2021. We're not doing that anymore. We're not following these silly fashion rules. Wear the sleeveless top. If you want to wear shorts, wear shorts. I would just suggest that making sure that if walking on the ground is hard on you, I actually just went through physical therapy because of my my bad ankle. So I have to sometimes take breaks because my ankle is sensitive to the uneven ground. So just be aware of that. And
what garden doesn't have uneven ground?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but be aware of that. You know, give yourself a break. Think, okay, I can wear the sleeveless shirt. It's going to make me feel a lot cooler than wearing a short sleeve shirt. And it's okay. It's okay that I don't have the perfect arms. Or maybe you want to find a nice garden hat. I found a nice garden hat, and it happens to be a quote-unquote men's hat. But who cares? It makes my head.
You do have a larger
head. I do have a larger head, yes. Yeah. But it allows for my head to breathe. Uh-huh. And that's what's important. So you want to keep that in mind, is that maybe think outside the box and just accept the fact that, like, it's okay. It's okay to wear what you need to in the garden to make it an enjoyable experience for yourself.
Well, maybe some people choose and want to grow outside and do grow outside to a certain level, but maybe inside you have a room or an area of your home in which you can set up a grow system, Happy Leaf LED grow light, couple of grow bags from rootmaker.com. Like we have in our grow room, we've got three tomatoes, Tiny Tims, in a 10 by 20 flat, and they are producing. They're about 18 inches high. They're not going to get much higher than that. I've created a frame for the lights to hang on. Now, it's nothing to the point where, oh, we've got 7 pounds of tomatoes we got to do something with. These are cherry and grape-sized tomatoes, but it's enough in order for you to consume, you know, a here and there type of thing.
Right.
But it certainly can be done on a very low budget, and you can do, besides Tiny Tim tomatoes, you can do leaf lettuce. You can do all types of different things.
Herbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't need, I mean, if you have a three-season porch or a south-facing window that you can maneuver plants around and make it work, you can certainly do that and do the best of both worlds, outside and inside.
I would definitely recommend that, especially if you want to expand your gardening knowledge. Sometimes it's fun to grow indoors year-round.
If you want to see our system, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and just scroll down on the main page. You're going to see indoor Tiny Tim tomato setup or something it's called of that. It's a nice little video that we show what we've got and how it's working.
So in conclusion, just keep in mind that whatever you need to do, there's no shame in having to ask for help, using a garden bench, or using whatever you need to help yourself enjoy your time in the garden.
Those Japanese beetles are working their little tails off in order to eat our vegetation. Summer is in full swing. It's hot outside, and those Japanese beetles are already in the garden tearing things up.
Right. If you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gun from Phylum Bioproducts. Derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria, Beetle Gun is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. You just mix the powder with water and spray it on your plants. Once ingested, the targeted pests will stop feeding, and then they will die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know it's a great choice to use on your fruits and veggies, in addition to your ornamental flowers and trees.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but what I like most about it, that this product, it is safe to use around beneficial insects such as butterflies, bees, and ladybugs. And it has no issue with water toxicity. That's Beetle Gone from PhylumBioproducts.com. That's PhyllomBioproducts.com Bioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.